6:48 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, now they want to burn the flag on the podium at the Olympics, saying that the United States is such a racist, fascist, white supremacist nation that now the whole world needs to know it. It needs to be exposed through a dramatic act like burning the flag. This is Chelsea Wolf, a BMX rider, freestyle rider, transgender athlete. By the way, the first one to make the U.S. Olympic team. But instead of saying, wow, what a great country, they're allowing me to participate in Tokyo, regardless of, you know, my gender identity or whatever. Nope. Her goal, burn the U.S. flag should she make the podium. Should Chelsea Wolf be kicked off the U.S. Olympic team? Now, one of the previous callers made an absolutely brilliant point. Do you remember when they started all of this kneeling, Colin Kaepernick, then the NFL, it went to the NBA and LeBron James and King James and then baseball, and everybody starts to kneel. And they kept saying again and again, it had nothing to do with the flag. Nothing to do with the flag. No. Even though they're kneeling when they're playing the Star Spangled Banner and they're displaying the flag, it had nothing to do with the flag. Now it's all about the flag. Now it's all about how evil, racist, white supremacist the flag is. We have to get rid of the flag. We have to replace the flag. We have to burn the flag. And what did I say at the time? And what did most of you say? It was precisely about the flag. And now they've been exposed again for the radical anti-American haters that they are. Agree, disagree, 617. 266-6868. Russ in Jamaica Plain. Thanks for holding, Russ, and welcome.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning. Listen, I find it a little ironic that I do listen to your show from time to time, and just about every other day you're calling this a fascist administration. The Democrats are a bunch of fascists. Stolen election, symbol of fascism, and what have you. And now it seems like this athlete is representing your point of view, and you don't like it? Find it very ironic that we are a fascist country, according to you and your listeners, and you have someone that's representing this point of view, but somehow you don't like it. How so?
Well, you're completely misrepresenting my position, and you know that.
No. Well, let's play some of your tapes.
We don't need to play the tapes. I know what I stand for, and I'll tell you exactly my position. Joe Biden is clearly a puppet of communist China. There's no question about it. Number two, are we not seeing now the rise of authoritarian progressivism? We're not seeing that now? By calling half the country the enemy of the people? By criminalizing half the country? By unleashing the DOJ and the FBI? By calling conservatives and Trump supporters domestic terrorists? You don't think that's dangerous? You don't think that shows powerful authoritarian impulses? Of course it does. But don't turn around and tell me that this is apartheid South Africa. That's what that Olympian is saying. That this is apartheid South Africa. That this is Nazi Germany. Because as someone who lost half his family under the Nazis, I can tell you, if you believe that, you're insane. And that's what you left-wingers said for 4 years under Trump. That this was Hitler's Germany. In fact, the Washington Post said it was worse than Hitler. That Trump was even worse than Hitler. CNN said that we saw Hitler in power under Trump. So for 4 years... you lunatics went on about how under Trump, this was America with a K, that this was a Nazi, fascist, white supremacist state. And that's what this idiot now is continuing to repeat. You know, and she's the one that doesn't recognize she's the fascist. Who's so intolerant? She is. Who's burning the flag? She is. Who's destroying and spitting on everything this country stands for? She is. Who hates our founding? She does. Who? Of course he couldn't handle it. That's why he dropped off. Because you give these guys a bit of facts and evidence and they wither and crumble. So, yes, I'm opposed to this administration. Yes, this is a very dark regime. Yes, the election was stolen. But don't tell me this is Hitler. Don't tell me we live in apartheid South Africa. Don't start telling me now that this is such an irredeemably wicked, evil country from its from the founding all the way on. That's what you left-wingers push. That's critical race theory. That's systemic racism. Man, as Biden puts it. And he's the one that's been using the N-word. He's the one that referred to blacks as cockroaches. And his son can't stop using the N-word on text messages and emails. But we're the racists. No. When you go to the Olympics, I don't care what country you come from. That's your flag. That's your country. That's your homeland. It represents the best of your nation. It represents your nation, your people, your country. You should be proud to represent your country, not to spit on it, as you liberals obviously love to do. You've been kneeling for the last 4 years. Now you're pushing to replace the flag, and now you want to burn the flag? Shame on you. 617-266-6868 is the number. Jim in Dedham. Thanks for holding, Jim, and welcome.
Oh, hi, Jeff. So I'm on hold and I'm listening to everybody making great points. And I wanted to kind of tie everything together if I could try and maybe add something. First thing is I heard Wolfman and Marion and then the last couple of callers. Wolfman said a lot of these people have fought and died for the country. And I know with my family, you know, that's the case. You know, I've had a lot of family members that have fought in wars and served their time there. So that's the first thing. I was brought up to believe in the flag and the country. And I look at these kids around, and I've talked to a lot of my friends who have young kids. All these kids are being taught to self-loathe themselves. The teachers, and I think, Jeff, we really have lost. I don't mean to be such a negative, but it started in the colleges, and now it's trickled throughout all of schools. That the teachers have been taught all this stuff to be Marxist, and now they're teaching our kids to be Marxist. And I think they're all snickering in the background because I think they knew what they were doing when it all started 30 or so years ago. And I wasn't taught that. I my mother always said you can do whatever you want. She said you have. I'm a Roman Catholic, but she said, not such a good practicing Roman Catholic, but I am a Roman Catholic. I pray every night. But anyways, she always said, you have the best religion. You can do anything you want. You know, you have a great family, and you do the right things. You'll go places. But these kids are being taught to hate themselves. Their parents are racist. They're racist. They're taught to think differently than what I was taught.
You nailed it, Jim. You really nailed it. And it's the product of indoctrination. And thank you very much for that call. Look, a really good point, Jim. It's brainwashing and indoctrination. And this is what communism does in every country. It doesn't matter. Take your pick. Under Russia, it was hate Russia. Hate Russia's past. Hate Russia's history. Hate Russia's traditions. Communist China. It's hate 10,000 years of Chinese history. It's all bad. So Marxism has to destroy the past. in order to control the future and then to build the future, to control the present and then to build the future. So that's why it has to dump on everything. So that's what you're seeing now in these schools. You're right. The children now are taught to hate themselves, literally. They're racist. Their parents are racist. Their country's racist. Their founding fathers are racist. Hell, even the filibuster's racist. I mean, everything. Everything. The Constitution's racist. The Bill of Rights is racist. Capitalism is racist. The whole system is racist. Everything is racist. It's systemic racism, man. So you're being taught to hate yourself, to hate your country. So this is the logical end point. If everything is evil, if everything is bad, if America is one long litany of crime after crime after crime after crime, and that's all it is, well, yeah, I want to go on the podium too and burn the American flag. And this is what they're producing. And it's getting to the point now, literally, where you hate the color of your own skin if you happen to be white. Literally, they're being taught in kindergarten to hate the color of their own skin. So to hate how God made you, to hate how you were born. This is now what they're peddling in the elementary schools, in the high schools, and of course on colleges and universities. So here you have this sick, deranged person, and that's who Chelsea Wolfe is. Chelsea Wolfe is a very sick, deranged person. And, you know, comes out and says, yeah, my goal is to make the Olympics so I can burn the flag. And she's a hero on the left. Just like Colin Kaepernick was a hero on the left. Like LeBron James for kneeling every time they play the national anthem and unfurl the flag. Because, you know, when you're worth, what is it, $500 million for dribbling a ball? Well, you're a victim. It's slavery, according to him. I mean, this is the absolute insanity of much of the liberal left right now. And my prediction, the country is sick of it. We're sick of this. So, you hate our country that much? Hey, it's a free country. That's okay. You don't get to go to the Olympics. Blank you, buddy. How does that feel? 617-266-6868. Ah, you're not so tough now, huh, Chelsea? Bill in Watertown. Thanks for holding, Bill, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, I want to say I'm very patriotic, and that is why I would like this person, I'm not using a pronoun purposely, I'd like to see this person try that stunt so that person would end up like Sinead O'Connor did when Sinead O'Connor tore up a picture of the Pope years ago on Saturday Night Live. Sinead O'Connor never recovered from that. Nor with this person. And it would bring to the forefront this whole issue of burn the flag or not burn the flag and what are the consequences. This is it. This is the line in the sand. And if this person pulls that stunt, it's going to be awesome insofar as to see that person will go down in flames the way that flag went down in flames if that person pulls that stunt. I hope it happens. So it puts it right out there once and for all and we can move on. What an idiot idea. And this person's going to end up just like Sinead O'Connor if this person is successful.
Bill, I can tell you this. If Chelsea Wolfe makes it to the podium at the Olympics and pulls off this stunt and burns the flag, yep, it's not just going to be national news. It's going to be international news. Every country in the world. And they're going to be saying, what the hell is going on in the United States and America? What's going on in the United States of America that now their athletes are burning their own flags? I mean, it's going to shock the conscience of the world. And I agree with you. It's going to blow up in the left's face.
Bring it on.
Bill, thank you very much for that call. CJ in Boston. Thanks for holding, CJ, and welcome.
Thanks for taking the call, Jeff.
Hi.
Look, there are only two kinds of people that live in the United States of America. Those are Americans and anti-Americans here. The kneeling was never about the police. It represents the flag, but never about the flag. The end result these fascists want is to overthrow the United States of America. They want to overthrow this government. You know, to those people that support these athletes in these venues and listen to this, they are just as much anti-American as the people that are promoting all of this. And we got to ask ourselves, where is this going to end? Where is the silent majority going to do? You know, You have to use the same tactics as they use. There should be 10,000 people today on the lawn or in front of this person's home with signs claiming that she's an anti-American. What this is, Jeff, is this at the highest degree is domestic terrorism. What these types of actions are promoting is violence, yet no action is taken. And what is it going to take in the end for this to stop?
CJ, I want to ask you, and I think maybe Bill in Watertown put his finger right on it. Maybe give them what they want in this sense. You know, I find it sickening and repulsive, but maybe let them burn the flag on the podium. Just let them do it. And the whole country, the whole world will recoil in horror and disgust, in sheer revulsion. And maybe it'll just burn up the left. They burn the flag, but it'll burn them up too. What do you think?
I don't think so, Jeff, because that flag, many men and women have died for that flag on foreign soil. And now we have an administration who wants to purge conservatives from the military. What is the end result for these people? I think it is the end result here, Jeff, for them, is to, for the athletes who are against America, for the movie stars that are against America, for all those who are against America, they want to see America come to her knees. And unless we stand firm, unless we defend this country as we defended other countries, it would be a shame not to defend your own country when so many have died trying to bring freedom to others.
Very well said. CJ, thank you very much for that call. Well, look, you know my position. I think Chelsea Wolf should be kicked off the Olympic team, period. Full stop. Gone. Gone. I mean, no, there's nothing to discuss. Gone. Bye. And don't let the door hit you on the way out. 617-266-6868. Aaron in Boston. Thanks for holding, Aaron, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Aaron. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. Hey, I do have something to add, which I think talks to your big question as to where the hatred comes from. But of course, first I'll address the BMX individual. Well, of course, she shouldn't be allowed to do that. And furthermore, I think although the American Olympic Committee might be nervous about kicking her off the team, I think there's probably a lot of precedent for individual athletes who act unbecoming and unprofessional, perhaps in the sense of drugs or prostitution or being involved in any other questionable behavior that would bring a disreputable light to their country. They would be asked to leave the team, or they would be stripped of their medals for cheating, because these aren't professional athletes. They're amateurs. They're held to a higher standard, and there's a nobility about the games. So if anybody's nervous about kicking her off the team because she's transgender, they should really look at some of those things. But I think your larger question, Jeff, which I've been listening to for quite a while, is about where does the hatred come from? Where does the hatred come from? From the left, from the privileged liberals, from the elite. And I think that at the heart of it, it's not as much hatred as it is an overwhelming sense of guilt that they feel for the things that they're given because they live in this country. They feel guilty. I've always wondered why the American government gave the American Indians casinos, of all things. Why would they give them casinos? Why wouldn't they give them huge farm? Why wouldn't they give them huge farming areas? They gave them casinos because we felt guilty for how they were treated. So at the heart of it is guilt. And you take liberals and you take people like, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that newscaster with the, I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on his, I'm drawing a blank on his name, the one with the white hair.
Which one, Anderson Cooper?
Yeah, well, Anderson Cooper is a good example. Anderson Cooper grew up Gloria Vanderbilt's daughter. He grew up on Park Avenue with a silver spoon in his mouth. Of course, he feels guilty for all that he was given. So, of course, that explains why he's such a radical lefty, because he feels guilty. Take the average tradesman who works on the street. The plumber, he's an electrician, he builds a skyscraper. Does he feel guilty for what he's given?
No.
Because he knows doggone well. He works hard.
He earned it. I hear you. No, Aaron, that's a really, really, really interesting point. And thank you for that call. No, I think a lot of this hatred, you're right. I think it does stem from liberal white guilt. I think there's no question about it. And many of them, you're right, are very privileged. Many of them come from wealthy or upper middle class families. And everything was handed to them throughout their entire lives. And they feel very guilty for it because they didn't earn much of what they got. And so they project this onto the country and onto others. I completely agree with you. Now, you are starting to see now the attack on the American flag reach its climax. Now, listen to this. Grammy-winning singer Macy Gray recently wrote an op-ed. And in that op-ed, this was published, in fact, just a day before Juneteenth, the new national federal holiday, she now completely trashed and bashed the American flag. She says it is time for a quote-unquote new flag that she says represents, in caps, all of us. She says that Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes, quote, no longer represents democracy and freedom. That according to her, the American flag has been hijacked as code for a specific belief. In other words, for conservatism. Only conservatives and patriots now apparently really respect and revere the American flag. But other than us, it's the liberals don't care for it. It doesn't speak for liberals. It doesn't speak for the LGBTQ plus community. It doesn't speak for African Americans, for Latinos, for minorities, etc., etc., etc. So, quote, here's what she wrote. God bless those believers. That means us. They can have it, meaning the flag. Like the Confederate flag, it is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. It no longer represents democracy and freedom. It no longer represents all of us. It's not fair to be forced to honor it. It's time for a new flag. And basically the flag that she wants essentially is the Juneteenth flag. Now, here is a woman, and God bless her, because apparently she's a very good singer, who has made millions and millions and millions of dollars singing and performing in the United States. She is a multi-millionaire celebrity. And you spit on the very country that allowed you to achieve this unparalleled level of success. In no other country in the world could she have amassed such wealth, such prosperity, and such success. Just like LeBron James, just like Colin Kaepernick. What is Kaepernick worth now? Over $100 million? And yet this flag is an evil flag because they feel oppressed by the country that's helped to make them millionaires. .718 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, there is now a growing push to get rid and replace the American flag. Another one that's made a lot of news is a famous R&B singer, Macy Gray. Let me just play one of her big hits. Just to give you a taste, you may have heard the song, you may not. It's called I Try. Roll cut 34B, Christian. I try to say goodbye and not true. Yeah, try to walk away and I stumble. But I try to hide it, it's clear. I walk, I walk heard that song before. It's one of her famous songs, one of her most famous songs. And, you know, so according to her now, the American flag is like the Confederate flag. It's, quote, tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. It no longer represents democracy and freedom. It no longer represents all of us. It's not fair to be forced to honor it. It's time for a new flag. In other words, the flag is now a symbol of white supremacy and systemic racism. Now, remember Trump predicted this? When he said, when they go for the Confederate flag and they start going for all of these monuments, you think it's going to end there? They're going to go for the American flag. And here we are. 5 years later, now on the left, there is a big push to get rid of Old Glory. Now, to show you the level of hatred, I'm just going to give you one more example. There's so many of them. Hollywood celebrities are now on the bandwagon. They are pushing this very, very hard. One of them is a washed up actor. He used to be big, but now I guess the drugs or whatever got to him and he's no longer what he once was. John Cusack. And he went on a long Twitter rant, by the way, liked by many other prominent Hollywood celebrities, saying that the United States now is a fascist nation. Why? Because Republicans have not been arrested. That Trump, who he calls a mentally ill white supremacist lawless thug, has not been arrested. The insurrectionists have not been, the people who support him, he calls them all us, me, an insurrectionist, that all of us need to be arrested. So because we don't have mass arrests and I guess gulags to take care of the conservative opposition, quote, we aren't great. We aren't even mediocre. We're blanking awful. And he goes on to say that corporations back fascists like Trump and Republicans. And so because of this, the United States is a gutter nation. And the flag is a gutter flag for representing a gutter nation. 617-266-6868 is the number. Now, what I find amazing is whether it's Macy Gray, whether it's LeBron James, whether it's Colin Kaepernick, whether it's this Hollywood clown, John Cusack, they have made millions and millions, in some cases, half a billion dollars. Entertainment, singing, acting, doing sports, whatever. They are some of the wealthiest, most successful, yes, most privileged people on the face of the planet. And in no other country in the world could they have achieved anywhere near the level of wealth and success that they have. And yet these hypocritical ingrates, and that's what they are, they're disgusting ingrates. You spit on this flag, on this country, after you've achieved almost unfathomable success? Honestly, it's getting to the point where it's sickening, it's revolting. It's not just a sign of insanity. It's something deeper. It's a spiritual malaise. It's a moral rot. It really is. It's a form of self-loathing, a form of self-hatred. Instead of being grateful for everything you've had, everything you've earned, everything you've achieved, and the country that enabled you to achieve it, you just You spit on it. Day in, day out. Now, to show you how the left is turning on the flag, listen now to, this is New York Times senior editorial board member, MSNBC contributor, a columnist at the New York Times, Mara Gay. Listen to what she had to say. Roll cut 34E, Christian.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's frightening. Oh, they saw American flags. Oh, she's so scared. By the way, for 4 years, I didn't see them complain when they had bumper stickers, F Trump, dump Trump, not my president. I could go on and on. Then that was okay. When they were going blank Trump on these bumper stickers, I saw them everywhere. That's okay. No. Not my president. No, that was okay. But now, oh, this is fascism. Oh, this is scary. Okay, you don't like that one. Listen, this is, can you believe this woman? This woman is the legal news analyst for ABC News. Sunny Hostin on The View. Roll cut 34D, Christian.
When I drive into a neighborhood and it's not July 4th and I'm not in a predominantly military household neighborhood and there are flags, American flags everywhere alongside Trump flags, alongside flags in a, with stars in a circle, I feel threatened because the message is very clear. It's a message of white supremacy. It's a message of racism and it's a message of their country. Not my country.
You're crazy. It's our country, genius. I mean, it's unbelievable. But so now this is the ultimate battle. And so my question now is this: do we need to replace the American flag? Is it a symbol of racism, white supremacy, and genocide, as the liberals now claim? Should the American flag go? I want to hear from you, all of your calls, next. ...731 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, push now, a big push by many on the left. Many liberals are now saying the American flag, yep, the stars and stripes, old glory, now needs to go and be replaced with a new flag, either the Juneteenth flag or a completely just... literally a completely new flag, that the American flag, the stars and stripes, represents racism, white supremacy, and genocide. It no longer represents all of us. It is a divisive flag, and it must go. Agree, disagree, Rob in Milton. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Jeff.
Hello, Rob.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Okay, you broke up on us for like the first 10 seconds, Rob. I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Jeff, can you hear me now, Jeff?
I can hear you, Rob. Can you hear me?
Oh, geez. Hey, Jeff, I can hear you.
You can.
As far as Mazie's Marches is concerned, hey, Mazie, we live in a representative republic, not a pure democracy, okay? Hey, so listen, Jeff, real quick, I'm going over to Alden today. And the ladies, we the people of Massachusetts, are outside the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education going after those masks, okay? 75 Pleasant Street in Malden. Please support these mama bears here. They're determined. They're not going to quit, and they're on the offense. And listen, Jeff, just going to get an update regarding flags. The town of Milton, the superintendent sent out a letter to the whole town talking about a man. Jeff, I am that man. I am that man. And we were talking about, so I addressed the school committee, and I handed them flags. I first asked each of them if they were patriots or Marxists, and you should have seen them. Oh, my God, when I handed them the flag, it was tremendous. Don't fear the flag, folks. And by the way, Jess, I'm getting my testosterone up, okay? I'm growing it. all you weak men out there under 250, the United States Fighting Forces during World War II were at 2,500. All these high school kids are at 250. Imagine, no wonder they don't know what they are.
Rob, thank you for that call. Thanks for that call, Rob. The testosterone level for when our troops landed in Normandy was 2,500. Male high school students today is 250. No, I mean, Rob, I love that. No, honestly, you know, it's like a cross to a vampire or garlic to a vampire. You give these Marxists or these, you know, these socialists on these committees, school boards, just give them the American flag. No, they start burning up. You're like, oh my God, they're burning up. They're gonna disappear right in front of us. 617-266-6868. Should the American flag be replaced? Increasingly, liberals say yes. I say they're wrong. What do you say? Donna in Plymouth. Thanks for holding, Donna, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have 2 points to make. Clearly, all of these left-wing nutbags have never lost a man, a son, a daughter, a father in the military, in the service of their country, in the fire department, in the police department. They have no idea what that flag means, how important it is to the country. And you're going to erase everybody since the beginning of this country. You're going to wipe them off, all of them that died, to give you the right to say that. They don't exist anymore. They didn't die. All of these people that are in pain, that lost loved ones through all the wars, the riots, the racism that they so-called talk about. What does the flag have to do with racism? We are one man, one woman, one child, whatever we are, under God in this nation, that they left England to get away from this. And if you hate this country so much, why don't you give up all your money that you made in this country that made you famous? They gave you a platform to say what you want to say, to teach us that we're so weak and we're so racist and we're so this and we're so that. Give it up. Fly your own damn flag. Who cares? But give all the money and all the platforms that you have to say what you want to say. Give it back and then shut up and move on with your life. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being told that there's something wrong with me because I'm white and I love my flag and I love my country and I respect the military.
Amen. Donna, really well said. You're on fire. Donna, thank you very much for that call. Look, there was a very famous saying in the 60s and 70s. I've been saying this for a while now. We need to revive it. America, love it or leave it. I mean, if you hate the flag that much, if you hate our country that much, if this is such an evil, wicked, racist nation as you claim, by the way, from gazillionaires who couldn't make this kind of money in any other country in the world, these ingrates, okay? Hypocrites and ingrates, every single one of them. Then there's the door. Who's stopping you? But don't change the flag, which we love. And they have to understand something. This is our red line. Like, we're not Obama. We don't just draw red lines and let people cross it. You go for the flag, I am telling you, you are going to rue the day. Hands off the flag. You are playing with incredibly powerful symbols. And Donna is very correct. She's dead on. How many people have fought and died for that flag? How many people have made the ultimate sacrifice for that flag? And now you just think what? You can come along and say, burn it. Replace it. It's a piece of garbage. Get rid of it. You're sick. You really are. And you are spitting and you are trampling on the memory of all those who have fought and died for that flag. And that's why we will never give up the flag. Ever. And your attempt to try to abolish it or replace it shows how deep your contempt and hatred for this country is. 617-266-6868 is the number. I want to ask you, should the American flag be replaced. And to the liberals, have the courage of your convictions. I'm going to open up a hotline for you to call, and I want you to tell me what is so bad and wrong with our flag that we need a new one. 617-931-1680, the Libline. I'm going to open it up only for liberals. 617-931-1680. 617-931-1680. To all the liberals listening, call and tell us why we need a new flag. 617-266-6868. Tom in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Tom, and welcome.
Buckeye greetings, Jeff.
Tom, how are you?
Good, good. Listen, I don't believe that we should replace the flag, but I think, you know, the genie's out of the bottle with this thing. If this athlete has come forward and said that he or she is going to burn the flag, I think if the coaches or the association, the Olympic Association comes in and says, no, you can't participate, it'll become an international incident. The ACLU will get involved. So I kind of agree with the other caller that said, let the individual, if they get on the podium, go ahead and burn it. Because I think what it could be, Jeff, is it could be a Fort Sumter moment for us. Because I think that's really where this is all going. I think it's going to be, at some point in time, it's going to boil over, and you know we're going to be in a situation where we're going to be pitting American citizens against American citizens. And it really, it's unfortunate, Jeff. As Dr. Savage would say, liberalism is a mental disorder, and that's clearly what this is.
Tom, this is what I have a hard time wrapping my mind around, and maybe it's because I'm a naturalized American. I'm an immigrant, a legal immigrant to this country, and my ancestors fled communist Eastern Europe, and for us, America was always Reagan's America, and so we had such tremendous reverence for the American flag and America itself. Here you have an athlete, a trans athlete, very successful, is able to, you know, Chelsea Wolf is able to do the sport that Chelsea Wolf feels very passionate about, has now made a great Olympic team, is on a world stage, can represent the United States of America. And instead of saying, I am so proud that I've been able to achieve my dream in this country, the instinct is get on the podium and burn that flag. What drives or motivates someone to be that pathological in their hatred for their own country?
You know, Jeff, I'm not a psychologist, but I think it's their self-esteem, it's their upbringing, it's the influence that's out there right now. I mean, freedom of speech is not an absolute. We all know that. But if you come out and you come against this individual, the coaches do, and tell them, no, you can't do that, they're gonna scream like a smashed cat and say that I'm being, you know, muzzled. My freedom of speech is being muzzled. And because it's happened over decades ago, whether it's the athletes that, you know, had stood there with their fist up, the Black Panthers, whether it's that.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Tom, really, really good point. And thank you very much for that call. Okay, the American flag. Should it time? Is it time for it to be replaced? Should it go? Your calls next.